A very good morning to you. Disembarked at 6:45 a.m. yesterday, the 630 migrants from the Aquarius. And what happens now? The migrants will have a temporary permission of 45 days for humanitarian reasons, and the government wants to highlight the sensitivity and humanity regarding legal procedures. A mixture of singing, dancing and exhaustion were witnessed yesterday morning as the migrants, 418 men, 73 women and 68 children from 31 countries from the Aquarius, were attended to by an enormous health facility, having spent 8 days on the high seas. First to arrive was one of the Italian vessels, Datilio, with 274 people on board, 182 men, 32 women and 60 unaccompanied children, 8 girls and 52 boys. Last to arrive was the Italian Navy vessel Orione, carrying 250 migrants, 220 men and 22 unaccompanied children. A 29-year-old from southern Sudan was the first to be processed via the Mediterranean Hope operation, according to the Valencia regional government. Medics were initially overworked as the arrivals were often in a delicate state, cases of bruises and burns from the fuel and general exhaustion. The open-arms humanitarian boat attended to the most vulnerable, 6 pregnant women, a dozen of children and 20 cases of burns caused by the mixture of seawater and fuel. The National Police have started to identify those from the first ship and will continue to do so for several days, held by 1,000 volunteers and more than 400 translators. France has undertaken to accept the 630 migrants from the Asturias, according to the Spanish Deputy Prime Minister, Carmen Calvo. In Mallorca, great expectation as Iñaki Urdangarin has to enter prison today on a voluntary basis at first. The king's son-in-law has to choose his prison and arrive before midnight in compliance with the Supreme Court ruling. It's thought he'll decide on the Zabala prison in Avila, where some of his family members are living. On the Canaries, a British woman died of alcohol poisoning on the first day of a holiday in Fuerteventura. 37-year-old Paula Bishop, a pharmacy worker, had been on a bar crawl at an inquest heard. She was on holiday with her husband and had been with her husband, Stuart. She was found dead in a hotel room later the same night by her husband, and the inquest found she had 4 grams per litre of blood, 8 times the Spanish drink-driving limit. That's your latest from TRE. I'm Howard Brereton.